kind of like a barrel, only smaller.
Yeah.
You ever seen
New that? Change.
Okay. And you know, talking about a barrel, it runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place. You know what I mean?
I don't understand that.
On a barrel, you have these...
Oh, hoops?
Okay. And say if you opened up a bottle, and then you want to close it back up so stuff wouldn't spill out, and stick in a...
You can put the cork in there if you want to. You can stick a cork in there, you can put the cabinet to a cork back on.
Okay. How about a cork? Now, what's the cork made out of?
I don't know. I sure don't.
Do you mean that kind of wood stuff?
It's a shovel. Well, I don't know what it is. Of course, they call it cork.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what it is, to tell you the truth. But I once stopped a minion one and put a cork in them and one of them to stop them up, but I don't know. I don't really know if what it is. I don't know. They call it cork, but that's all I know.
Uh-huh. What about something made out of glass? Did you ever see something like that?
Out of what?
Made out of glass to stop the bottle up.
No. I really that's what I call the stopper, I guess, for
what
it.
About so me?
You know, a musical instrument that you'd blow on?
Not on your harmonica.
What was that?
Well, harmonica is what they call.
Uh-huh. What'd you call it?
I call it mouth organ.
Okay.
To play on, but that ain't the name. The right name of it is a harmonica.
You said mouth harp too, didn't you?
Mouth harp, and that's what we call them. You know, that's our flat way. That's an old fashioned flat way of talking.
Uh-huh.
But the right name of them is harmonica.
Uh-huh.
But we call them mouth organ. Once in a while, a person will call them a harp.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just that flat way of talking.
Uh-huh.
That way you can explain that.
What about something that you'd go like this to?
Hmm?
You know, some musical instrument.
New sharp.
What?
New sharp.
Okay.
I don't know who are now. I've seen them, but I don't know who are. Some people think things like that can come from, you know, that way, but I never have no sharp.
Something that you're gonna build something, you take a nail and hit it with a
hammer.
Okay. And say if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden piece that comes between the
tongue?
What?
Tongue.
Okay. And what if you have a horse and a buggy?
Well, if you have him in between shafts.
Okay. And talking about the parts of the wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you know, you'd have the hub.
Yeah.
Then the spokes would come out.
Yeah.
And they'd go into the...
To the rim.
Uh-huh.
The rim of the wheel.
You ever hear that?
Then they had a tar on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear that tar. Call?
And,
You know, I went to wood for now myself and cut me hubs and bore them and fix them, mortise them. And fix them and spoke them and put wood up and they'd run good and right along. Put up a mini one.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. I put a wagon wheel and go to the man home. Make them myself. Make the hooves myself. How done?
How'd you do that?
Well, you just... You know how long you want your hoe, you sew your piece of timber out, how big time you want. And then you got